Let's say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 33:0. In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin. And on his shoulders brought me, while anguish fall again. While angels in his presence sang, until the courts of heaven rang. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He washed the bleeding sin wounds and poured in oil and wine. He whispered to assure me, I found thee, thou art mine. I never heard a sweeter voice, it made my aching heart rejoice. Oh, the love that bought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He pointed to the nail prints, be his blood was shed. A mocking crown so thorny was placed upon his head. I wondered what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. So while the hours are passing, now is perfect rest. I'm waiting for the morning brightest and the best. When he will call us to his side, to be with him his spotless bride. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, we shall read together Psalms 8. Psalms 8. Psalms 8, in the name of Jesus, I read verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to steal the enemy and the avenger. 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So here in the title of the psalm is written, to the choir master, according to the Gittith, a psalm of David. So this indicates the audience of the psalm, that is the choir master. And the author of this psalm, it was of David, and the sound of this psalm of the Gittith, or psalm, say that it is the instrument of Gath. So in this psalm, David speaks about the glory of God and how the glory of man and his destiny reflect upon God. Firstly, we see the glory of God in the heavens and the earth in verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. So here, David recognized both the covenantal name of God, that is the Lord, and the position of the Lord God to his people. So it was a very simple and straightforward and common way to say, our God is the master. So the Lord is the director, the ruler, the judge, and the supporter of men. And how excellent was the name of God in all the earth. So David recognized that the Lord was Israel's God in of covenant, for he was not only a God of more than just Israel, that his name was excellent throughout the earth. And he has set his glory above all heavens. So at the same time, the earth was not enough to measure the glory and the excellence of God, for the glory of God was above the heavens. Then in verse 2, the glory of God is manifested in his strength over his enemies. In the first verse, David considered the greatness of God by his evident power and glory in creation, both across the earth and in the heavens. Now he considers the power and the glory of God that can be seen in small children, both babies and nursing infants, as God's strength was evident in them. So here David touched on the familiar theme in the Bible, where he says that God uses the otherwise all these weak things to display his glory and strength. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 tells us very clearly that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put shame to the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. So we can see here, it is the same God who can ordain strength out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants to give them strength and support to him in the midst of his weakness. So here the word is meaning a strength, that out of this strength, the Lord God has built a strength likened to a strong and mighty tower to be able to steal the enemy. So we can see at that time, the Lord God also received the praise of the children of who cried out, Hosanna to the Son of David. And it was because of this enemy that the Lord God has shown his strength upon these unlikely vessels to silence the enemy. So Satan and his fellow adversaries will have nothing to say when the Lord God works so mightily in this otherwise this weak person. So in this story, we can see the story of Job, where the Lord God silenced the accusations of Satan against both God and Job, in the way that he sustained Job through his unseen hand in the midst of this profound weakness that he was in. So here, Jesus actually, you can see that David was praising the Lord God, where in Psalms 8, already seen that at that time, the Lord God is Jesus himself. Then from verse 3 to 5, this is the surprising glory of mankind. Even though it was insignificant, but yet man was still crowned with glory and honor. So when he considered the work of his heavens, the work of his fingers, the work and the stars which the Lord have ordained. So to us men, what is man that God is so mindful of us? That the Son of Man that the Lord will visit. For the Lord has made him a little lower than the angels, and the Lord has crowned him with glory and honor. So indeed we can see the value of considering the creation of the Lord God. For he can see that it was the Lord God who made this vast and wonderful universe. So what is man that God is so mindful of us? So when we consider the greatness of heaven, David also considered how small, how insignificant was he. So David wondered, such a big and great God would be mindful of such a small beings like us today. That God is so big that he makes the universe with his fingers. That man is so small that he's dwarfed by the universe. Yet David did not doubt that God was mindful of man. So he wondered. So today we can see that man is indeed so small before God. But the Lord God still visited this man. So David showed how human we are, but yet God is so mindful of this man. For the Lord has made man a little lower than the angels. So David has seen this. So in this way, he's able to present the glory, the power, and the nearness to God. So indeed, this is actually the Lord God that we worship. Before God, we are so small. Yet the Lord God have crowned man with this glory and honor, where we can see that man is already glorified with the glory and honor that surpasses even the angels. And the last part from verses 6 to 9, we see the dominion of man and the excellence of God. When David understood that this was given to Adam and his descendants at his creation. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 28, that both by the decree of God and through the superior ability of the Lord God, man indeed has dominion over the other creatures and also the resources of this earth. So this is actually, and then here it says that the Lord has put under all things under his feet. So the dominion of man includes all things, including the sheep, the oxen, and even the beasts of the field, birds of the air, and even the fish of the sea. So this is actually how great is man before. So therefore, God has given to man this dominion over all these material things. So, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Indeed, when David thought about how vast a dominion that God will give to man, it made him to praise him all the more, that a humble creature like this should all the more give praises to the Lord God. For we know that in this psalm, at least there are three truths that we can find about this man. And when these truths are denied or neglected, man can never be able to see what has God made him to be. Where God made man something glorious, and also God made man for a higher and worthy purpose. So with these principles, it is which God has made man. For this is actually the creation of the Lord God. So we pray to our Lord Jesus and we give praises to all his name. And now we shall reserve the time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we ask that our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to guide and lead each and every one of us. Shall we also pray and that the Lord will preserve all of us in this period of time. Let us all now, in the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gracias. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for this evening shall end here. God bless.